Okay, there we go. Fixed the audio driver issue.
That was quick.
Yeah. I had to switch from 44.8 to, 48.8 to 44.1. Good times. Good times.
Yay.
I don't believe that yay.
Yeah, it wasn't very convincing.
No, it really wasn't. I'm sorry, Phil.
Sorry.
I just don't believe you.
Sorry, what can I do?
I don't know. Just
fine.
Don't...
I'll go eat more chocolate mousse. Talk to you later.
Why are you going to eat your dog?
No, this is better than the dog.
I mean, covering anything in chocolate is normally better than just a pet, but covering your pet in chocolate is pretty disturbing.
He likes to lick it off.
Okay. Wow.
Didn't expect that, did you?
I'm regretting ever saying that now. So,
although as a pro note or health tip for your pet, don't let your dog eat chocolate.
Yeah. I mean, they would have to eat for dogs our size, they would have to eat a copious amount of chocolate to end up keeling over. But holy crap, is that going to be horrible later?
And dark chocolate is worse for them.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't say is better. That's not right. You know this.
I know this.
So, 12 years, you know what else I know?
Probably lots of things.
Probably. We're going to play a little game.
Is this the Mankini game?
Oh, you f***.
You should see my face right now.
It's probably like the Abominable Snowman in Monsters, Inc., where he's like really, really happy and he's got the snow cones.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Oh, okay. Okay. That needs to be your avatar from here on out.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a little bit of a word association today.
Oh, is that what that's for?
That's exactly what that's for. I don't know why. Maybe it was because of a couple conversations at work, but I felt like doing some word association with you today.
Okay.
So I asked for 20 random words. We're not going to use all 20. We're just going to use the best of the 20. Damn it, Phil.
You knew that was going to happen.
That is your avatar from here on out. You don't get a choice. Okay, so we're just going to go through a few of these words, and I want to hear the first thing that comes to mind.
Are you sure this is safe for our podcast?
With all the other stuff we've talked about on this podcast at this point, I think we're fine.
Okay, then don't use the word I picked.
Crossing that off the list.
Because that's just going to end badly.
When do our episodes ever not end badly?
When I end them.
This is true. So, let's go ahead and start. Jeffrey, with a G, because that does matter.
Toys R Us.
Fluid.
Brakes.
Consult.
Paperwork.
Expunge.
Exterminate.
Mistake. Is that your answer or just...
Yes, that's my answer.
Okay. Mollusk.
You mean like the clam?
Yes.
Clams.
You literalist piece of crap.
Hey, you wanted to play this game, not me.
Fair enough.
That's all on you.
Lanolin.
I don't remember what that is.
Neither do I. I think...
I know what it is, I just don't remember what it is.
Google to the rescue.
Damn it.
You don't get to Google it. I do.
I'm going to DuckDuckGo it.
Why is the first thing that pops up a whole bunch of things that look like really, really, really dirty lube?
Just because it's wool wax or wool grease.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good thing we didn't do this word association thing with me. Freud would have a heyday. So, capillary.
What?
Aspiration.
Dreams.
Moist.
I'm going to go pass on that one.
Really? You're going to pass on moist?
You know what I'm going to say.
Well, for the most part, I'd say that went pretty much as expected.
Well, good.
Yeah, I was using that to see whether or not you really were a normal human being or some freak of nature.
What are the results?
You're normal.
Oh.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, your answers weren't that crazy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, like, for Jeffrey, I would have said, like, Game of Thrones. And then for, like, Aspiration, I would have said, like, well, we're not going to go with what I would say for Aspiration, because it would make me out to be a horrible human being.
Mm. But that would make you normal.
How does being horrible make you normal?
Hey, I'm the one asking the questions here.
Okay. Fine. So, if being horrible makes you a normal human being, then that means you're giving in to the thought that mankind is dark and has no chance for redemption.
Have you picked up the newspaper recently?
Yeah. Well, I haven't picked up a newspaper, but I've read, like, our news and our politics on Reddit.
We're going down the dark timeline.
Which dark timeline, man? There's, like, 7 or 8 of them. It depends on which, like, end of times you believe in.
So, you know the one in Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Where Biff has his tower? And everything is ruined.
Trump is Biff.
I know. And everything was ruined.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one we're going down.
Holy crap. Okay, who the f*** went back in time and gave Trump the book?
It was Biff.
Oh, boy.
Or Trump, in this case. Although I'm not sure Trump would be smart enough to figure out how to run a top time machine.
This is true. I mean, the entire hinge pin of that revolved around old Biff knowing how to fly the time machine.
And getting up to 88 miles an hour to go to blink.
Well, that is true. The big question, though, did Biff actually know how to fly it, or did he just dumb luck into it actually taking him back where he wanted to go?
He probably dumb lucked.
Hmm. The philosophical implications of Back to the Future on modern society. If somebody hasn't written a paper about that, they need to.
Somebody must have.
One of our listeners needs to find this out for us.
Please.
Oh, man. So, how was it recording with Michael?
Oh, you heard it. It was amazing.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it. Even cut out the little banter at the beginning about you guys talking about me.
It was good banter.
It was okay banter. I liked hearing the speculation on why you guys think I always have Michael record the 2-track, though. That was fun.
So what is the answer for that?
I'll give you 3 guesses.
It's Michael's podcast.
Okay, that's guess number 1. Next.
You don't feel like doing it because you're the guest?
Okay, that's number 2. Next.
You're using a different computer?
No. Okay, so it's a combination of 1 and 2, and 3 is just the answer.
Well, that's why I couldn't come up with anything, because 1 and 2 made really good sense.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, since Michael is the one doing it week in and week out, it helps to keep him in practice of what to do. That way, I don't end up with an episode where I end up with like this 5-paragraph long apology of, hey, so sorry for sending you audio, but guess what? I did something even worse. I didn't record the 2-track because I totally forgot. Which, actually, I haven't gotten an apology from him for sending me audio in a long time. Because the audio's been good.
Well, that's good.
I just realized I'm going to have to bleep out, like, audio every time I say it.
Well, stop saying audio.
But it is audio.
Well, if you have to keep bleeping it, then stop saying audio.
Now we're just in a circle of audio, you.
That's just more to bleep.
That's going to be a huge.
And you just put more bleeps in there.
That's just as bad as.
Is this going to be another bleeping episode?
No, we can't have 2 bleeping episodes. Although they did have more than one. Wow.
More than one what?
They did have more than one Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is this where we go back in time again and start over?
No, because we're 13 minutes in and I don't want to redo anything.
Right. It would be a different timeline.
It would be a different timeline. I'd have to ask for 20 different words.
Well, I better get on that.
Fine. Okay.
So did you find your coffee this morning?
Actually, the coffee machine in the break room was broken. So, no, I didn't.
How do they have a broken coffee machine?
You don't want to know. Okay, Phil. Thick.
Molasses.
Smelly.
Farts.
Ink.
Pens.
Peculiar.
Strange.
Edgelord.
No.
That's actually one of the more interesting Discord names I have ever stumbled across.
You know how hard it is to type it, though?
What is he using for the first character?
I have no idea.
Like, seriously, how the f*** did he do that?
I have no idea, but at least Discord is smart enough, so I type in DGE, it will populate his name.
Okay, Edgelord, if you ever listen to this, teach us how to do that first character.
I'll find out in like 30 seconds. It is this.
Oh.
Greek capital XI.
Or XI?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said XI.
Yeah, that's what it is. X. It's the letter X and the letter I.
Didn't you see the second sentence where it says, it is pronounced XI in modern Greek?
No, I skipped right down to the character encodings.
Of course you did. Although at this point, I should probably start like using the Cyrillic version of the character encodings for my name here.
Now you're just going to get all fancy.
Oh, yeah. You know, my coworkers have started calling me Comrade Jenny.
Why would they do that?
One, for a Forrest Gump reference. Two, because Yevgeny sounds like extremely Russian.
Okay.
Yeah. Although I don't know how I feel about being referred to as Jenny. It is a little creepy. And I just stumbled across the most out of context thing I have ever seen on Discord. I literally popped back in, and the first thing I saw was rub the finials.
You don't do that?
Okay, you walk into a room, and the first thing you hear is, rub the finials! What's going to run through your head?
Doesn't everybody do that?
I'm going to find out. Yeah, there we go.
You got one answer.
Yeah, I know, and it was Edgelord again.
No.
Edgelord. Phil.
What?
I hate you.
I didn't do it.
No, you didn't. By the way, you need to accept the manager request for Simplecast.
Sorry, I haven't checked my email. I saw it come in, and then I ignored it.
Yeah, I sent it to you. That way you can sit there and obsess over numbers like I do.
I don't obsess over numbers.
No, this is true.
My full name and password.
Okay, someone actually does rub the finials.
See?
Okay. I wonder if that was against the rules of the Discord channel.
What?
Me asking if anyone, quote, rubs the finials. I'm blaming you. Oh boy, what have we devolved to?
It always devolves down to penis jokes. We'll be right back.